Blog Talk Radio.
Guess it's over, call it a day. Sorry that it had to end this way. No reason to pretend, we knew it had to end someday. This way.
Guess it's over, the kicks are gone.
And that's what God is saying. Don't ever try this again. You get rid of that guy in the White House now. Unbelievable. There's going to be a call for impeachment. Everything is a delaying tactic. Everything is a game. Everybody's being shoved into pockets. And it's really sad. But I got to tell you, been born in a poor neighborhood, Washington Heights, New York, and being bussed into Harlem to go to Catholic school at 125th Street and Convent Avenue. Okay, this is before integration. Okay, so I got roots. And in my high school, moving on up the ladder, if I was black, I'd be ashamed. I would be ashamed of what's happening in Ferguson. Now, you could let a tin horn, two timing, crook like Al Sharpton, talk a bunch of Missourians into destroying their own neighborhood. All the stores they burned were owned by hard-working blacks. At least most of them, except for that one Bucala that was owned by an Indian, where that 300-pound, heavily armed thug pushed that Indian around and stole cigars to make blunts. Nobody's ever saying what he wanted the cigars for. He wasn't smoking cigars. He was smoking marijuana. that the Democrats want to legalize all over the country so they can tax it and open up a rehab units next to their abortion clinics. The war is on, folks, and it's not against blacks. Nope. The war is on against Democrats because Democrats have created this absolute mess. And it's the Democrats that have to be held accountable. They are flag burning, baby killing. No God, no country. Party over country is their motto. And all they do is sow the seeds of Karl Marx, Saul Alinsky, the Communist Party, and that's what they are. The Democrat Party is now the Communist Party. And if you don't wake up to that fact soon, you're going to have a slave collar around your neck, and it'll come in all colors. What they've done to the blacks in the ghetto, I came from a poor neighborhood. It was poor. It was only poor, with pride. Poor with pride. And then the liberals brought in their weed, cane, their heroin, their pills, and then it became a ghetto. That's what a ghetto is. It's a poor neighborhood full of drugs. And who pays? The people that can't escape. The little six-year-old girl that tries to walk the streets, to go to church. The mother in a baby carriage, a white mother, who had her baby shot by two black thugs, shot to death. Oh, that made the news for how long? What was it, a six-hour segment? Oh, no, it was the one line at the bottom, you know, where all the truth, where the truth disappears. You know, you read the line, you say, whoa, look at this, commercial. Oh, they didn't tell me the ending. Oh, they don't want you to know the ending because the ending is your demise. You're in trouble. You better learn to say the word communist. This liberal crap is all a big lie. Liberal means communist. Progressive means communist. And if you're in the Democrat Party and you are a God and country person, you better GTFO out of there, baby. Because the blame, the iron hand of blame is going to be pointed at you, and you don't want to be around when the fit hits the shan. So, having said that, I'm going to open up with a little Star Spangled Banner.
Can you see by the dark?
As the smoke starts to clear. You know who stands really tall? Rudy Giuliani. He's been there. He's done that. He's seen the worst that Al-Qaeda can do. He's seen it firsthand. He was announced tonight. He said tonight that when he was mayor, he never had any of this crap that goes on, communist inspired. Everywhere you look in these blacks are being herded into fighting legions. There's always a white guy behind pushing them. There's always a white guy putting in their ear. Do not be played by communists. Do not be sold out by you know the pimps in your group. Do not let them sell you out. What you did in Ferguson, all you did was hurt good, decent black people. If you asked anybody, and they would tell you the truth today in this country, would you like to live next door to a black man? After seeing Ferguson, what do you think they're going to say? No. Wherever they come, the price of the value in the real estate goes down. That's why you're being discriminated against. You're a risk. You're an investment risk when you should be American instead of Afro-American. And you know what? When we fall as a nation because of the divide and conquer tactic used by the Democrat Party, the party that gives you a ladder but never lets you get a leg up, when we fall, China's not going to take you in, not going to take me in. Russia's not going to take you in or take me in. And this land is too beautiful and has too many assets to let you stay here. You will be replaced. You will go somewhere else. They will find a hole for you to die in. So you just remember, as you're destroying your country, so some politician can rise to the top and say, I created the problem, but I'm the only one that can solve it. Remember what you're doing. You're going to be the lone man on the totem pole. Okay, so having said that, I think that the jury, which was selected before the murder ever took place, the murder of a policeman, because that's who was the murder attempt was for. And I'm so tired of the communists, especially NBC, nothing but communists, ABC, always be communist, CNN, the Communist News Network, public radio, which is the Pravda of the United States government. I'm so sick and tired of these people showing thugs in their baby pictures with their cap and gown on. That isn't the person that slapped that Indian merchant around, that 110-pound Indian merchant who was made to understand he could die for those cigars. They didn't show that picture too much of fat boy pushing him around. I said he was armed. Yes, he had two big arms, and he knew how to. And that isn't the first Indian he slapped around. And rule number two. No cop should ride a car alone. That is a death wish. There should always be two cops in a car. No single cop riding around in a car. I don't want to hear about the other guys can get to him in 10 minutes. This guy needed, he was 90 seconds away from getting help, and he had to make a life and death decision in 1 second. And I don't know if you ever counted off 90 seconds, but it goes real slow when you're in trouble. So that grand jury did their job. And Rudy Giuliani on Kelly tonight said, and juror number 10, who Giuliani believes he's black, said he saw the whole thing and he only came forward. He only came forward because he couldn't take the lies anymore of a fat boy being shot in the back. Oh, and we lost, you know, this is a tragedy. How about a tragedy for that cop? The rest of his life, he's got to look over his shoulder. His wife's expecting a baby. He went to work that morning to get through the day and come home. And his life has been a nightmare, and he's holding up pretty good. But you don't think he's got PTSD? And who was in his corner? They were looking for any excuse in the book to string him up. And that governor, that Democrat governor, he sold out that town. If the people in that town who had property damage, and there was 150 bullets, shots fired at that riot last night, if the people in that town took that hit, they should call for the impeachment of that governor, that Democrat governor who probably got his orders from Obama bin Laden. And here's one of the blogs. Missouri Lieutenant Governor Peter Kinder expressed anger over the Missouri National Guard's absence from Ferguson during the riots. Nobody protected those stores. And I remember before the riot began seeing a working black girl standing in front of her store. I think it was a nail salon. And she said, please, please, I live here. Don't hurt me. Don't hurt my business. And if you've seen the picture, that whole strip center was 75% completely destroyed. Yeah. It's really sad. It's really sad. And I got to tell you, it makes blacks look like a jungle of savages. It really does, man. It really does. And the sad part about it, behind every raging black is a white communist promoting this kind of crap to take down the country. They want to see blacks looking like it's been an ISIL attack. They want to see black bodies all over the place. And so they're making the blacks the front line to take the bullets while they play sniper. You're asking for trouble, man. You're asking for trouble. You know who the most dangerous person in the world is? A man who has nothing to lose. And if everybody feels they have nothing to lose, it's going to be bloody. So this lieutenant governor expressed anger. The lieutenant governor is a Republican. He lashed out at the Democratic governor. This governor Nixon, Jay Nixon, he sentenced that cop to death in a real smooth way when this first happened. He sold that cop down the river. And who would trust a guy named Nixon? For his failure to send the National Guard into the city while protesters looted and burned over a dozen businesses. Despite activating the Guard a week ago, troops were not deployed to Ferguson until Tuesday morning. Where were they last night? Kinder asked. Now this governor is calling for another 3,000 troops. That's more troops than Obama is sending to Iraq. Yeah. And speaking of Obama sending troops, two Americans bought the farm in Afghanistan yesterday. A self-detonating bomber on a bicycle took them out. Now, that's the first casualties from Afghanistan that were announced as American soldiers. For this whole term in office, Obama had all American troops killed in Afghanistan classified as NATO troops to be identified later. This is the first two that I've seen recognized as American troops. But when Bush was taking casualties, and by the way, Obama has lost 2,300 Americans killed in action in Afghanistan. The most Bush lost in 8 years was 461. One life is too many. But Obama has covered up another Benghazi cover-up. This time it's 2,300 American troops. Nobody knows that. If you go out in the street tomorrow, ask anybody how many American troops have died in Afghanistan. They have no idea. They have no idea. So this governor sold out to Obama at the expense of the reputation of the black people. Because I got to tell you, man, Obama made a comment once, even though his grandmother was white, that she was afraid of black people. Let me tell you something. You're walking down the street and you see five guys coming your way. You're crossing over. You're crossing over. And it doesn't matter what color they are. But if they're black, you're crossing over a little faster. You and I know that's the truth. But the truth hurts, and nobody wants to hear it. Nobody wants to hear they're losing their country. Nobody wants to hear that politicians are robbing them blind. I give you America the Beautiful. And you can think of that pile of ashes in Ferguson. You know, Obama is, he's de-balling the military, okay? He's cutting them down. He's destroying their morale. That's not a by accident. That's intended. A commander of a ship out in the West Coast has just been relieved of his command of a ship, and he's black. And he's black. So if you think he's playing favorites in the military, he hates everybody in the military. Yeah, especially the ones that hold hands and pray with each other. Yeah, you don't think that's happening too? This black commander was charged with using foul language and touching women. Oh, man, this sad world. Okay, going back to Ferguson. Here's a couple of bloggers voicing their opinion. I believe that Obama and Holder had their dirty hands involved. The riots could have been stopped. The people's safety is a game for Obama and Holder. Take away their Obama and Holder protection and let's see how they feel. These two should be held accountable for everything that has happened in Ferguson. Our government and law enforcement needs to step up and enforce the laws. They control all the agencies. Did you ever see such a weak FBI? Did you ever see such a weak CIA? Did you ever see such a strong IRS and a strong EPA? If they refuse to do their jobs, then it leaves no other choice but to have the people enforce the law. Obama likes to punish the American people. Oh, he flips the bird all the time. He flips the bird at American. If you go to YouTube and type in Michelle Obama, all this for a flag. There is a video up there that shows them at a ceremony, a 911 ceremony, and Michelle is saying something to Obama, and he's agreeing. And somebody took the clip, because it was no sound, took that video clip to a school that teaches deaf and dumb people how to read lips. And they said that Michelle Obama said all this for a flag, and it was a 911 ceremony. Obama likes to punish the American people to teach them a lesson. This is by Terry. Remember the shutdown of the World War II Memorial during the last government shutdown? How about the kids he wouldn't even let in to the White House? Canceled the little school kids' tours. Veterans, they know how to deal with hardship. They can take it. But to do that to little children. Remember the closing of the national parks to Americans during the same period? It's almost certain that Obama and Holder pressured Governor Nixon to back off deploying the National Guard. The Missouri Guard may have foiled the fun of all those, now listen to this, all of the Marxist, communist, Islamist terrorists who are doing Obama's and Holder's bidding in Ferguson. I'd like to know of all the people that were arrested, where they're from. And I hope that there were undercover police in that crowd. And they should review all videos and identify all out-of-towners, where they came from and what organizations they belong to. So says I, so says all of we. Okay. So having said that, we will, you know, Hegel got relieved, right? Let's see if there's any comments on Hegel. I have on a blog I put up, I've got Obama was going to pick a woman. She turned him down. Okay. She turned him down. She said that she couldn't do it because of personal problems. Her personal problems was she didn't want to get filleted and betrayed. So let's see if we got something for Hegel. The last time I saw Hegel and listened to him, you know, I flip a lot of channels. And when I see somebody that's BS, and I have this quick click. Okay, so let's see if we can find something. Look at this. I'm looking for it, and I can't find it. Hegel. Well, here's the story on Hegel. I'll tell it to you off the top of my head. Last time I seen Hegel, he was talking to troops. And as I started to focus on his message, this is what I heard. You know there's cuts, right? You know he's cutting everything. There are even rumors that he's going to close the PXs and force the troops to pay 30% more in the street and fire their wives who worked in the PXs. This man is definitely on a communist plan to destroy the military, okay? Everybody's getting fired for drinking except his Secret Service. Only when they're caught with the bottle. Hegel is talking to the troops and he says, we all have to tighten our belts. You know how much somebody told me, I think they get $8.03 an hour. That's what it comes down to in pay. You know, and even now what they're doing is they're furloughing captains and they're reducing their pay to sergeant's pay. And who would ever think that the guy who killed bin Laden with 16 years of service of 400 missions does not qualify because he dropped out 4 years short of a 20-year pension, so he gets nothing. Can you believe that he gets nothing? And a crooked senator who gets caught stealing in the first term gets a full pension. Unbelievable. So Hegel was picked by the Party of Death to be Secretary of Defense. Now, there's something you should know about Democrats. They have this little inside joke. They always pick a Republican. And if the Republican screws up, they can say, what can you expect? He's a Republican. And the best example of that is Poem Cohen. Secretary of Defense Cohen, who on 9/11, I believe, was Secretary of Defense. And, Osama bin Laden sent his Air Force, his credit card Air Force, into the Clinton Towers, Poem Cohen was decorating Jack Valente in Hollywood. You know who Jack Valente is? He was appointed close friend of the Kennedys. He was appointed to keep Hollywood morally straight. Yeah, and it worked out, didn't it? That plan worked, didn't it? That's like the drug czar, who was to eliminate the drugs in the country. That plan worked out great, didn't it? You got senators now smoking weed. You got senators with glaucoma. Yeah, you got a president with glaucoma. Anyway, so Hegel was thrown out. And so I put up his replacement, though, that who Obama was considering. And that's Birdcall. You know Bo Birdcall, the private who deserted and turned his back on his brothers, his band of brothers, and walked into a Haqqani network, a camp, and was chief cook and bottle washer for 5 years. And some people say he was allowed to carry a sidearm. And I put up a picture of him, and he's having a Rice Krispies. And he's wearing a little red hat. Did you ever see that little red hat he wears? I say that all the Democrats wear that hat in secret. And I said if he doesn't get the secretary, and Obama promoted him to sergeant. Here he's firing naval commanders. He's firing missile commanders. He's firing everybody that wears a cross, promoting Private Birdcall to sergeant, Democrat sergeant. This is his new army. And his new army is fighting tonight in Ferguson. And the New York one is pathetic. Have you seen the the Little Fergusons, all the Little Fergusons in New York City. They're all white. And I think they get extra credits from their communist college professors if they go and do a field work in the street. If you can hit a cop with a bottle, you can get 4 extra credits. Yeah. They're all white. You know what it is? They're fighting for the black man. And if you believe that, I got 2 bridges in Brooklyn I could sell you tonight. One American News Network, you know what they play? They play clips of Malcolm X. And when you hear Malcolm X talk, he makes more sense. He makes more sense than Jackson and Sharpton and all of the hucksters. And I used to listen to Malcolm X, and he was killed 20 blocks from my house. And I liked Malcolm X. I liked Malcolm X because he told the truth. And he was for the black people. He was for them. Today, you got, like when Jesse Jackson showed up in Ferguson, even those people wanted no part of him. Somebody in the crowd started shouting, "Has anybody got $100 bills for Jesse?" Malcolm X was, he was for his people. He was considered a radical. But I liked what he had to say because he was speaking from the heart. And he was talking from experience. And he knew both sides of the street. And what happened to him is he converted to Islam. And he went to Mecca and made the Hajj. And when he came back to the Nation of Islam, he didn't see it the way he saw Islam in Saudi Arabia. He saw it as more hucksters playing the race card. And he made a move to clean it up. And it's alleged that Elijah Muhammad sentenced him to death. And at the Audubon Ballroom, on 168th Street, I think, in St. Nicholas Avenue, he was given a speech and a guy blew him away, I think, with a shotgun. And that was the end of his life. And he was for his people. So you could say he died for his people. The sad part about it is he was killed by his people. So you got to be careful who's watching, who's laundering your mind. You got to be careful. And I'll tell you something, as the person that I distrust the most is the one who comes to me and says, "You and I are the same kind of people. And we got to look out for each other." That's the guy that's going to give you the business. Yeah. True and loyal friends don't have to tell you, man. They don't have to tell you. Okay, having said that, I got to do some research, so I'm going to give you, let me see, I thought I saw one here I liked. Yeah, we could do American Elvis.
Oh, beautiful, for spacious skies, for amber waves of rain, for purple mountains, majesty above the fruited plain. America, America, God shed his grace on thee and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. Oh, beautiful, for spacious skies, for amber waves of rain, for purple mountains, majesty above the fruited plain. America, America,
God shed his grace on thee, and he crowned thy good with brotherhood of sea, the shining sea.
This article is written, this is a Tea Party article, and it's written by the national director, and they show a cop car on fire in Ferguson. And on Monday night, the grand jury in Ferguson, Missouri, freed Officer Darren Wilson from the possibility of indictment over his shooting of 18-year-old black man Michael Brown. The prosecutor before the grand jury, Robert McCulloch, explained why the indictment had been rejected. The evidence, both physical and eyewitness, supported Wilson's case that he had acted in self-defense. Look for this juror number 10. McCulloch added a pointed criticism of the media that drove the case in the first place, ripping the insatiable appetite of socialist media, and nonstop rumors driven by it. Remember they said he got shot in the back twice, and he was surrendering, and he had his hands up? The initial accounts pushed by social media, McCulloch said, were filled with speculation and little, if any, solid or accurate evidence. But he saved his harshest criticism for the media machine itself. And Savage was doing the same thing today. He was saying, if it burns, it earns. In other words, it sells papers. The most significant challenge encountered in this investigation has been the 24-hour news cycle and its insatiable appetite for something or anything to talk about, followed closely behind with the nonstop rumors on social media. McCulloch finished by stating the evidence mattered and that no one's life should be decided based on public outcry or for expediency. The lecture was well deserved, just as the media did during the George Zimmerman trial and the aftermath of Zimmerman's shooting of Trayvon Martin. The media attempted to cram the square plug of the Wilson Brown shooting into the round hole of white police racism. I don't know if you noticed or not, but lately, and it started very gradual, and all of a sudden it's building to a peak, charges all over the country are coming up against cops. But you know what? It's, what do they say? It's too coincidental that they're all coming up at the same time. Let's see what else he says. That meant portraying Brown as the latest sainted racial victim. It's funny, you know, when they showed his picture, he looked like a nice guy. He's got a little hat on. They didn't show him slapping and pushing the little Indian, 110-pound Indian guy around. If there's racism anywhere, it's blacks against Indians and Oriental people. That's, nobody's looking into that. Yeah. They're stopping bullying in school, but they bred Brown. 290 pounds, and he was armed. He had two big arms. And they showed his, I like, they showed their graduation pictures. Why didn't they show a picture of the cop as a baby on the bed? Huh? If you're going to show, you're going to show a thug in his graduation outfit, how about showing a picture of the cop in his graduation outfit? Or a baby on a bed, in a bathtub. Yeah. This time, rather than Trayvon Martin narrative of hoodies, Skittles, and iced tea, the media hit upon the notion that Brown was a gentle giant. The Brown family, Al Sharpton, MSNBC. MSNBC, I got to tell you, I think it's run by the Chinese government. I really do. This channel is too communist not to be controlled by a foreign entity. CNN, they're going down the tubes. And nobody watches CNN. When I was in the Middle East after the first Gulf War, everybody watched CNN. Now they got Al Jazeera. And Al Jazeera also has an agenda. But you know what? Al Jazeera is more honest than CNN. The Washington Post and other major, the Washington Post and the New York Times. The New York Times is a communist rag. It always has been. It has been that way since Walter Duranty was the editor who covered up the murder of 12 million Ukrainians, saying it never happened. That's a story you got to read about. You want to talk about Holocaust? How would you like to see an entire population being forced to eat their children or starve? You don't think that didn't happen? Google Leventi Beria. If you just do Ukraine, Stalin time, the Great Starvation, you'll be totally shocked, absolutely shocked. The Brown family, Al Sharpton, MSNBC, CNN, The Washington Post, and other major media outlets ran with the story that Brown was a gentle giant that wouldn't hurt a fly. If this guy pushed around this 110-pound Indian merchant to take cigars to make blunts, this guy has a roster of people he's pushed around. If you investigate him and you start talking to people that have been bullied by him, you'll have a whole new picture by tomorrow, 3 o'clock. Then it turned out that Brown had robbed a convenience store minutes before his altercation with Wilson. You know, in this town, gun purchases went up 700%. The seller, you know, the local arms dealer, he couldn't keep them in stock. He was on back order from the factory. And so here's some of the replies. This one's by Archie. The left are America's parasitic, criminal-minded filth. A black thug poorly raised by his parents to not respect law died because he threatened the life of another. And we're supposed to blame everyone and anything for the death except Michael Brown. The racist blacks in this country have totally lost any grasp they might have had on reality. One thing, including black thugs, no one, including black thugs, is above the law. The law is the law, and once we don't have it anymore, we're all dead men walking. Stephen says, just demon rats. The governor, here's by RFB, the governor of Missouri should have announced that rioters would be shot on sight, declaring martial law. Do you remember Oakland, the riots in Oakland after Rodney King? You know, the police pulled out and let it burn. The only guys that saved their stores were Koreans. They were up on the roof with rifles. And the Korean community was not about to lose what they worked so hard for. Nobody bothered them. You are 100% correct. We cannot tolerate such behavior and survive as a nation. There's more activity going on in Ferguson than is going on in Baghdad. It's the liberal media that continues. Don't say liberal. Stop saying liberal. Call it what it is. It's a communist media using communist tactics that continues to excite and drive the blacks to looting and rioting. And what does that tell you? That blacks don't have a mind of their own. their animals to be herded and directed. And that's got to stop. You look at Charles Payne on the Fox Business Channel. The guy is a success. He's got peace of mind. He's a happy camper. He's a businessman. And when he was growing up in the hood, they used to make fun of him because he was studying. And they made fun of him because he carried an attaché case. And now, look, he's on Fox. He's the king of Fox Business. Don't let anybody drag you down, man. Just get my book, The Spirit of America Party. I have a chapter that tells you to get out of the hood, how to get out of the hood. And it tells you what's going to happen to you if you don't. Yeah, you'll be working for a Pakistani. You'll be his T-boy. So let's see what else we got here. Obama holder all hate white people. If you look now at the clips of Obama announcing Hagel is going to be his Department of Defense, and he greets him and he hugs him, look at the look on his face as he does it. He can't even stand to look at Hagel. Obama and Holder, this is by John, all hate white people. Obama's been dividing the country up into race groups, gender groups, with high hopes they will turn on each other. They truck in protesters to help destroy wherever they can. Race baiting. Trey Thug Martin and George Zimmerman. Thug Brown and Officer Wilson. Both Trey Thug Martin and Thug Brown are exactly like what Obama wants for his own boys to be. And Ronald says the race baiting MSM, mainstream media, is at it once again, spinning and twisting justice in order to agitate for violence and civil unrest. The rule, they should be labeled. They should be marked. They should be stamped. They, like, you get a good housekeeping seal of approval, you should get good communist housekeeping seal of approval. Who's working to destroy the country? The only people who want to destroy this country are our enemies. So our enemies. Communism is an enemy of the American enterprise system. And the black community simply refuses to accept the verdict of a grand jury. The mainstream media ignores the thoroughness of the evidence and testimony given to the grand jury. I was surprised to know they were selected before the murder. Not that they plan to murder the guy, but because that's how the grand jury procedure works. Instead, they choose to second-guess the grand jury and to raise issues that are disingenuous and harmful to the rule of law. Mainstream media obviously doesn't understand that a grand jury is an independent body that is not under the control of the local prosecutor. A grand jury and its foreman run the hearings. With assistance from the prosecutor's office, a grand jury arrives at an independent decision separate from any local prosecutor's recommendations. The grand jury may request evidence and testimony on its own. They are not limited to the evidence furnished by the prosecutor. In fact, this grand jury asked for pictures and testimony that were not submitted by the prosecutor, indicating they were operating independently of the prosecutor's office. The grand jury acted independently. They asked questions of witnesses and requested evidence and testimony not furnished by the prosecutor. The grand jury was not steered to arrive at their decision by the prosecutor's office. No, this prosecutor, he did a Pontius Pilate finger bowl. He washed his hands of this thing. He said, whatever you guys decide. The idea that this prosecutor is biased towards law enforcement is not factually supported. The prosecutor has tried 20 cases of police brutality and obtained conviction in all of but 5 cases. That should indicate he's not biased towards the police. In addition, he effectively recused himself in this instance by asking a judge to appoint a grand jury. The prosecutor has used the grand jury in similar cases 5 times in the past. This was not a unique case. The prosecutor gave the grand jury 5 specific charges that may apply to the acts of Officer Wilson. and the jury found no charges with sufficient probable cause to indict Officer Wilson. The legal system worked. It arrived at a decision through the lawful process. The black community doesn't want justice. They want a witch hunt and Officer Wilson to be lynched. The problem with much of the black community is that they condone thuggery and lawlessness in their community. The tendency to use violence as a way to address their problems is witnessed by the violence in Ferguson and overtly high rates of crime in the black community. The black community simply refuses to understand that race baiting in an attempt to make victims out of criminals is counterproductive. It also creates anger among law-abiding members of society and ignores the underlying lawlessness of their own population. Blaming the law for Michael Brown's criminal conduct, a strong-arm robbery, refusal to move out of the street when challenged by a law officer, the violent, unprovoked attack on Officer Wilson, charging Officer Wilson after being told to submit to arrest, make us conclude that Michael Brown was a criminal thug, not an innocent 6'6", 300-pound victim of police brutality. This is ridiculous. The prosecutor asked the governor to appoint a special prosecutor. He did not. The prosecutor requested a judge to appoint a grand jury, an independent lawful agent of the court, capable of considering all of the evidence and to arrive at a decision whether or not to indict. The grand jury took more than 60 days and over 70 hours listening to direct testimony and receiving evidence. The prosecutor did not need to discredit the victim. The evidence clearly did that. He was a felon fleeing a strong-armed robbery, not shoplifting. He refused Officer Wilson's command to move to the curb, confronting the officer with vulgarity and defiance. He attacked Officer Wilson, engaging Wilson inside his vehicle. Michael Brown attempted to gain control over the officer's weapon, resulting in discharging the weapon inside the vehicle. He struck the officer with sufficient force to leave his own blood and DNA in the vehicle after assaulting the officer. Brown attempted to flee the scene, and when challenged to stop, he turned and charged the officer. These are not the actions of a law-abiding youth. They are the actions of a thug. It is reported that Michael Brown has several previous criminal convictions. Mr. Brown has a history of being a thug. That's right. Didn't come one day. The federal investigation released a statement early on that they found no probable cause to continue. So, let's see his rap sheet. He's a rapper. Yeah, this guy is going on and on. I can't read it all. Give you a tune. But I gave you an idea, right? I'll give you Americano.
Money from his mom. likes that rock and roll. He's playing baseball, loves Marilyn Monroe, a Coca-Cola Joe.
You know, you make an investment and you're really optimistic on the day you're going in. And then a couple of months later, your investment's just laying there doing nothing. Another couple of months, it starts to lose money. And still hanging on to it because you believe it's going to do something for you. And after 6 years, you say, I got to get rid of this. It's a millstone around my neck. And that's how I feel ever since the Democrats gave us Obama bin Laden. And every day I wake up and I say, what has he done to us today? And sure enough, I'll find something, whether it's a guy in the military that's being furloughed out or another country that used to be an ally being sold out. Look what he did to Israel, man. He made Netanyahu leave by the back door past the garbage. This man is a very spiteful man. I got pictures of him giving everybody the finger. I don't think he can help himself. It's really sad. But you know what? This guy didn't get to be president all by himself. This guy had a lot of help. He had a lot of, he had, what do they call them in Broadway shows? Angels. He had a lot of sponsors. So the Democrats must accept the responsibility for Obama bin Laden. And that snake, Eric Holder, man, he was appointed by Obama. So you see, one snake appoints another snake. We got this breaking news. There's a survey. Democrats are twice as religious as the Tea Party people. Why is that? Because they worship the double cross. Yeah. Obama's choice for Secretary of Defense, promoted from deserting private to Democrat Sergeant Bo Birdcall, or in the event that he loses his little red communist hat that all Democrats wear in secret. Obama has five other candidates. You know the five that they traded? Did you know two were governors? One was the head of their intelligence. And they're all back in business. They're back there to kill more Americans. And the reason Hagel got fired is he told Obama, we can't win with 3,000 troops. You're going to have to send 103,000. And Obama can't do that. Because he promised his masters in the Soviet Union that he would see to it that we got beat as bad as they got beat. So what are we going to do? All the troops and the country are in harm's way. I talked about nuclear war with the relatives the other day, you know, in order to ruin everybody's Thanksgiving. And they all laugh at me. They think that could never happen, and nuclear war could never happen. And you know what my famous saying is? Never can happen. It happens all the time. You just ask the skipper of the Titanic. Yeah. Never can happen. It happens all the time. And we're not ready. We were more ready in the 50s. At least we had a desk that we could go under. So, all the troops and the country are in harm's way. And I say it's time to bring back the one guy that Obama fired that knew what he was doing. Stanley McChrystal. I did a blog on McChrystal about a year ago saying that he should run for president. And I went back to that blog site to see what the feedback was. And I read the blogs, and I wish I had read more military vet opinions, but there weren't that many. It seems there was only one vet voice of all the blogs that were up there. And they all kept bringing up the cover-up of the friendly fire killing of Pat Tillman. I remember when Pat Tillman walked away from a $9 million a year football contract, and all the lefties called him a jerk and a dummy because he loved his country to death. How could he work? How could he walk away from $9 million to go fight for this country? I would never do it. That's what they're thinking. Yeah. And they're the same guys that would say, oh, yeah, if a guy offered me $1 million to sleep with my wife, sure, I wouldn't hesitate. What? $50? No, it's got to be 75 at least. Yeah. Yeah, these are the heroes of today. So I read the blogs on McChrystal, and I wish that more military vets had opinions. It seemed there is only one vet voice. The Pat Tillman cover-up, in my opinion, was justified to save a family's pain. Who wants to know their sons got killed by fellow soldiers? Isn't it nicer to say Grandpa and Mai died a hero? He did die a hero. He was on a mission, and there was a mistake made. It happens every day. Just because you can go out in the street and hail a cab doesn't mean you're not going to get run over. If you never served under fire, you're not qualified to judge friendly fire accidents. Those who say no more general presidents, what do they say about draft-dodging presidents, bribe-takers, and lying dopers? We are living in a country that never sees disaster on the horizon. The next president may be picking up the pieces of a nuclear war. Those who say I can't believe what just happened said it once before on 911. If you think we're going to go through the next 5 years woundless, you ain't seen nothing yet. I'll take my chances with McChrystal. In a fire, I will take my chances with a fireman. God and country forever. Of course, if all else fails, Obama could ask NBC to loan Obama their president, Al Sharpton. And I can't stand to look at that guy. He's hurt so many people. He caused a rookie cop, 28 years old, to blow his brains out on that Tawana Brawley deal. The excuse they gave in the press was the guy wasn't mentally competent. They accused him of raping a black girl and then defecating on her, and then writing the N-word on her breasts upside down. And the only one that was caught with a magic marker was Al Sharpton. Play your tune, and we'll sign off. This is Frankie Lane asking God what to do about a girl he lost.
Answer me, Lord above, just what sin have I been guilty of? Tell me how I came to lose my love. Please answer me, oh Lord. She was mine yesterday. I believe that love was here to stay. Won't you tell me where I've gone astray? Please answer me, oh Lord. If she's happier without me, don't tell her I care. But if she still thinks about me, please let her hear my prayer. Let her know I've been true. Send her back so we can start anew. In my sorrow, may I turn to you. Please answer me, oh Lord. Oh, don't tell her I care. But if she still thinks about me, please let her hear my prayer. Let her know I've been true. Send her back so we can start anew. In my sorrow, may I turn to you. Please answer me.
You know, the communists love coalitions. They love to join coalitions because in the end, they eliminate their competition nice and quietly and they take over. So when you hear these Democrats talking about partisan politics or the rhinos talking about partisan politics, there's no such thing as partisan politics. It's war, baby. And the Democrats are the enemy. The Democrat Party is now the Communist Party. The Rhino Party is now the Democrat Party. And all that's left is you, me, and a cup of tea. So, having said that, I was just thinking about casualties of the war against children, and Planned Parenthood's quota of 3,000 dead babies a day. Of the 3,000 that they killed today, 1,200 were white, 1,100 were black, 700 were Latino and Ninos. So now I'll close with an Ave Maria.
Amen.